We did, yeah. I mean, the call never hung up on my end, but I definitely couldn't hear you.
All of a sudden you were gone. I don't know what happened.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, like I said, the call on my end did not disconnect, but yeah, at some point I couldn't hear you and you couldn't hear me. But the last thing I was saying was the 47 Hemlock Avenue, 11743, that shows up on the Angie's profile, that Long Island address. Is that your residence?
Yes.
It is, okay. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if you had a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork. Since you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even that zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Now, the phone number that we're promoting for the business, the 516-424-2574, that will be the number on the website and your Google listing on all the content that we'll create. That's the business number. Is that number a landline or is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah, that's a smartphone. It's my only number.
Also. Okay, gotcha. That's perfect. Like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Both residential and commercial clients will pick up the phone and call you directly. Everything we create has the click-to-call feature on there. Your website, we'll have to get to that later, but we did want to promote your existing website, I think, you know, as long as it's Google compliant. It only needs to meet two criteria to rank well if it has the right off-page optimization, which is what we're doing, all the content creation that will link back to that website. And without seeing your website, you know, just kind of going on the assumption that it is mobile optimized, meaning that it will reformat and stack on itself for a smaller screen like a tablet or, well, let's be honest, most likely a smartphone. And it has to also be HTTPS, not just HTTP. The S actually means it's a secure website, especially if there's a contact form on there and people can put in personal information. It is important to have that encrypted. But if there's any issues or concerns with the website, we can, like I said, create one for you. What is a good email address, though, Michael, for you or for your business?
Email address?
Yes, sir.
Ace of Trades
mm-hmm.
at mailsense.com.
Now, is that mail?
M-A-I-L-S-E-N-C-E.
Okay. .com?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those?
Either or is fine.
Any of them? Okay.
Either or is fine.
Yeah, and there's going to be a little bit of overlap involved there. You know, if we send a text message or voicemail, if we can't reach you, you know, like I said, it's good to have any of those. Certainly for the longer pieces of information, we'll email it out to you. And then, Michael, is that M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
Okay. Every now and then I run across someone, E-A-L. Always want to clarify. And then what is your last name, sir?
Manoli, M-A-N-O-L-I.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Manoli, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would need to do just a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call where we take care of the bulk of this. You know, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure that we've got all the information that we need to promote for your business, verify your website domain. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do, and this is required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Manoli, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost, it's a fixed flat rate, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am, like I said, required to read it, but before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. The other thing that I'll do here for you, and I mean, it's not because specifically anyway, not specifically because of the Angie lead, but because that profile is still active, it means I can put in the promo code. Oh, where is that promo? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code in our system that I'm going to apply, and it's simply for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere, and since that profile is still active, you certainly qualify for that. What it does is it allows me to reduce the cost of the one-time setup fee by an amount of my choosing, and I may, you know, sometimes take 20, 30, even up to 50% off of that setup fee. But being that, having spoken with so many business owners who have said basically the same thing, good money going after bad leads, and especially with you being a new business and me trying to make this as affordable for you as I can, I'm actually going to take two-thirds of that $299 setup fee off. I'm going to waive it. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $100. It only attaches to the first month, and it's there to help us offset the cost of creating the content necessary to get you on that first page. So the first month would be $299. That's with the setup included. Every month after that, it would be the flat rate of $199. And again, that's an exact amount that will never go up on you. Give me just a second here, Michael, to get the voice verification set up. Okay. Mr. Manoli, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Michael, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. Michael, it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Ace of Trades Painting Company.
And you want the company to be a part of that? Do you want that company spelled out or CO abbreviated or just Ace of Trades Painting?
Matter. It could be, what do you think, Ace of Trades? I mean, I kind of like the CO at the end of it. You don't need to spell it out, company.
Yeah, that's what I would say. We can put the CO at the end of it. Yeah, so Ace of Trades Painting Co., and that's how I'll have that now. I'm adding the CO period at the end of that. And then, Mr. Manoli, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Manoli, owner, proprietor.
Okay. And then, Michael, as the owner of Ace of Trades Painting Co., our company, we are, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Michael, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Manoli, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
You are, okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job, Michael, is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Manoli, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Of course. Perfect. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I call one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to mailbox full or mailbox not set up.
No way. No way to run a business.
Even when it goes to voicemail. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a concern for me, not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. It's my client. But if I'm a customer trying to call them and I get mailbox
right.
not set up, I'm not going to call back. I'm going
right.
to call somebody else, right? So,
exactly.
I mean, as long as
right.
as long
you
as you
that,
answer your phone,
you
we wouldn't want you to miss those opportunities.
You're not dealing with the professional.
Of course.
Right.
Of course. Like, I'm calling you. I'm calling your business number, and I can't even leave a message. Wow. I'm calling the next guy,
wow.
right? It's always frustrating for me when that happens, especially after they tell me, yeah, I'm going to answer my phone, right? I know
right.
I'm taking you at your word, but I believe you this time, man. I know you're going to answer your phone because you want to work. I mean, Tara put in the notes, you're looking to expand your company. Now, keep in mind, if you get to the point where you have more work than you can take on for your workforce, you can pause the service. And that's coming up quickly here, too, so I'll just get to that on the voice verification. But like I said, you can pause the service if you need to. You can also, you know, expand your company if you hire more guys. If you want to expand your service area, we can do that as well. But as long
Great.
As you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we know about the Angie leads. Even if you have stopped using that service, there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll create, all of the additional directories. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. And of course, with the branding of this business or this aspect of your business as Ace of Trades Painting Co. or company, you know, we want to make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So although we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, of course you definitely will not need to, we are saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Manola, we ask that you at least let us know so we could make sure that that information is accurate. Michael, that's fair enough, right?
Great. Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we'll do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can quickly make sure that that information is consistent and accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, of course, reducing both the subscription cost as well as that one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and the fixed flat rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that first month and that one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 22nd of September, in the very discounted total amount of just $299.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month moving forward at the further reduced rate of exactly $199.00. And that $199, Michael, again, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, again, we are offering our services completely at will, month to month, no contract. That means you may absolutely discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. And as I was saying before, you can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Michael, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Manoli, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Michael, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And Mr. Manoli, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What would be best for you, sir?
I'll put it on a, I don't have that card with me. Let me go get it. I don't even, I think it's a Visa. But let me just ask you, I mean, ballpark figure, what kind of, you know, I don't know, how could we quantify? How many phone calls am I going to get? How many clicks am I going to get? I mean,
yeah,
ballpark.
Let me too,
I, you know, I really don't care about specifics. I'm,
sure.
If I
no,
get one,
that, yeah, and I wouldn't.
You guys,
I wouldn't be able to give you specifics, but I can definitely give you a ballpark. And you're looking at, let's say, 15 miles as a radius, right? You're comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do a
quick search, and we're using the 11743 as kind of the central hub of this 15-mile radius here. And, okay,
yeah.
So this search is going to be pretty conservative. It's populating the 6, 7, 8. The 8 most popular search phrases for painting, you know, residential painter, commercial painter, interior, exterior, that type of thing. You're not going to be limited by this particular search. Like I said, as long as it's a service related to painting or the services you want to be found for, you can be found for those searches too. Someone might put in, you know, best residential painting contractor near me or something like that. That is a pretty popular search that's not showing up on this particular search. But this is going to give us a little bit of an idea anyway. But just for those 8 most popular search phrases in that 15-mile radius in the last 30 days, I'm seeing 1,814 searches. Now, of course, that doesn't mean you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. You'd probably want to change your phone if that was the case. But the reason that I bring it up, and we're looking for something of a ballpark figure, and Google's been doing this for a very long time, the businesses that pop up on the first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1% of 1,800 is 18, 2% is 36. If we add all the other things that someone else can type in that you can still be found for and get phone calls for, if you're getting 20, 30, 40, 50 phone calls maybe in a month from someone who saw your website before they called you, I mean, even a modest conversion rate with that's going to keep you about as busy as you can be and even giving you the opportunity to pick and choose work that's going to be most profitable for you.
What else was I going to say? It's not pay-per-click, right? I mean, the 200.
Correct. No, it is exactly, yes, it is a fixed flat rate. It is not pay-per-click. It is for that local map or that PAC result below those paid ads, and that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where most people go.
And when does this go live? When should I start seeing some, you know, potential action?
So
it goes live tomorrow, next week?
Well, if we can get you through to a client interview later today to get all the information that we need to start creating that content, it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to create that content. Of course, we'll have the Google PIN card sent out even today to verify that you're an active business in the local area.
Okay, great.
Okay. You said the card that you were looking for was a Visa card. Did you find that card?
Yeah, no, I've got to run upstairs and grab it. It's not in my wallet. It's in the desk drawer. Hang on 1 second.
Oh, no problem.
Hey, buddy, you there?
I am.
All right, it's 4147.
Mm-hmm.
4002.
Okay.
7717.
Yes, sir.
7182.
And then the expiration month and year?
1024.
10 of 2024, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
243.
243. So I've got 243, 243 on the back, and then October or 10 of 2024 for the expiration. And then, Mr. Manoli, the card itself, was it 4147, 4002, 7717, 7182?
Correct.
Is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
First and last, or any middle initial? Hello? I think we lost each other again. Are you still there? I am going to have to give you a call back again.